Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have new baseball coach Darren Tisdale. We're talking to him after Friday night's doubleheader matchup with Oskaloosa, won by Oskaloosa in both games 6-1. Darren, it was a long week. You had some games where you got out to great starts, couldn't hold the lead. Tonight, you just kind of sputtered from the get-go. Just talk about the week that was.
Yeah, we had to travel on the road 4 days in a row, so that was we actually went to Pella, played Pella Christian, then went to Knoxville, and we had to actually travel through Pella to get to Knoxville because of the work, the construction there of at Red Rock. And then we ended up going back to play Pella Wednesday and play a JV game, and then rain comes, so we get canceled in our varsity. And then Thursday we turn around, make up that game at Pella again. And then tonight we had a doubleheader against Oski for senior night. And of course, the day heats up, and we're playing in 90-degree weather. So, boys were a little sluggish tonight. The energy level was a little down, and their strength a little down. So, we did what I see happening is we got 2 to 3 innings out of our 7 innings every night where we're really not pitching well. Our defense falls apart, and then we don't get any clutch hitting, and we're just giving up a 2 to 3 run inning here, and then another 2 to 3 run inning, and we fall behind 5-6 runs just like that, and giving some runs to our opponents, and then it just seems like we're always climbing, trying to battle back up the hill to get caught up, which, you know, the kids have been, you know, they've been putting in the effort. Just sometimes the ball just, you know, we hit it and it's right at somebody, or we just can't get to the ground ball, or we have a pitch that just misses the zone, and we walk a guy, and then we just have those big leads that we're trying to catch up to, and we can't, you know, we're not a team that's going to be explosive offensively. We have to bunt, run, steal, hope the other team walks a guy here or there and makes an error here or there to give us a chance. We're going to score, you know, 4 or 5 runs against the best pitchers in the conference that we're playing. So when you're playing that fine of a game with not much room for error, when you show up and you do have those just 2-3 innings each game, and that just puts us, you know, in trouble, and we just haven't been able to climb out of it again and get behind 6, 7, 8 runns, and we just don't have the offensive power to get back into those games.
Kind of magnifies everything you do, doesn't it? Whenever you have to, you're working on such a fine line there. Skyler Millhiser, Millhiser's gonna have his surgery. Was this his last game?
He'll play Monday against Indianola, and then Tuesday's up in the air. He's actually having his surgery down in Kansas City with his where he's going to college, is in Topeka, so it's close to Kansas City, and his college, Washburn University, works with the Kansas City Royals organization, or at least the surgeons that handle their arm problems. So he's going to go down to Kansas City to have that surgery. So Clark's right on the way to Kansas City, so he kind of mentioned his mom's taking him down for surgery, and so they might stop and play the game, and then head on down to at Clark, and then head on down to Kansas City to have that surgery on Wednesday next week. So, yeah, we'll actually miss him in the line. We had him back here for a couple weeks in the lineup, and he's shown his talent and his competitiveness, and he's put the ball in play as a left-handed hitter, never been a switch hitter, and he did not strike out and put the ball in play and got, a double tonight, a triple. Had a big hit against Pella Christian, a couple big hits against Pella Christian, and a game winner actually down there. So unfortunate that, I wish they'd move the surgery back so we could keep him in the lineup as a hitter, because he's done an outstanding job. And but that's good for him. He wants to get that surgery over as soon as possible so he can get healed up, and it's a long healing process. So I don't blame him for wanting to get that process started as he goes on to college and wants to get himself prepared for not next season, he won't be able to play, but the following season, you know, if he gets back by July, he'll have July and August in 12 months, that is, July and August, to get himself into baseball shape for the fall season that starts down at Washburn.
I was going to say, it was a great way for him to end his home with that double end there. Yeah. That was cool. Also, a great performance on the mound by Gabe Otto. He shut him down.
Thank you for noticing that, because, yes, that's Gabe. How can I say it? Gabe gets excited on the mound, so he just has an intensity, and as a pitcher, sometimes that works against you. So And then just a few mechanical flaws that he's worked through. So, the coaching staff, has been talking about a couple of the mechanical flaws that he's had. Coach Major worked with him in the bullpen to get, he just got to fix his direction down the line of the mound, we call it. And so he got it going tonight, and then I noticed his rhythm was better. He wasn't like forcing the ball up to the plate. Basically, we call it throwing it versus pitching it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he found a groove tonight, and I mentioned that. That's funny you mentioned, because I mentioned it down at the at our post-game little team meeting. I said, yeah, Gabe Otto really did a great job tonight. It looks like, heading into districts, if we can have – I said this to him too. We got four pitchers right now. If they're focused and have their mechanics in place and they're pitching relaxed, we're not going to blow it by guys and strike a lot of guys out. But if we can get weak contact made, we put ourselves in a position to seriously compete against, if it's Pella, who we play in first round in districts probably, because right now we're looking like a lower seed. If we can scratch, three or four runs on some bunts, some steals, and keep ourselves in the game, we could win a game 4-3 if we have, but we got to play again. Really, yeah. Really, we don't have any room for error. So we got to have those kind of pitching performances like Gabe tonight. Carter Lehrman's had a great performance against Pella the other night. Score didn't indicate it, but Carter, we made a lot of errors. Carter probably threw 9 innings worth of baseball. And if we don't make the 6 errors, we have a chance to beat Pella that night with Carter on the mound, probably for pitching a complete game. And then Cade Bauer's shown a couple games here where he can go the distance and keep hitters off balance, get a lot of weak contact. We got Dakota Winkleman as well in there. So those four guys, they can do a lot of good things on the mound for us. They just got to avoid the walks and the wild pitches and stay ahead in the count, early strikes, and pitch the ball versus just throwing it as we tell them. So I might have missed somebody there, but I know those guys are doing a good job. Yeah.
Kind of funny you mentioned about how his rhythm games on the mound today, because he wasn't wasting time. He pitched real fast. Got side and went right at
yes,
him.
Yes.
So that was
yes.
That was kinda,
I think I might have mentioned Creighton Andrew. I think I missed Creighton. Creighton had not his best performance last tonight or his last outing, but we know he has it in him because he had about 3 or 4 outings earlier in the year, where I know an umpire even mentioned that he said Creighton is the best I've ever seen him pitch, and he's really done a good job to improve his pitching skills. So we got to get Creighton turned back around. We noticed a flaw there with him too. Again, he's just crossing over, his front foot's crossing over the line, which makes it hard for him to get his hip through and his arm slot to be consistent so he can be in the zone where he needs to be. So we'll work with him for the next hopefully couple weeks here and get him turned around. Mm-hmm. So when we get to districts again, he's ready and pitching at a high level.
I know totals, the hit total, not real high here, but there was some good plays out by the third baseman, particularly for Oscaloosa. Mm-hmm. That I think took a few of those hits away from you out there as well. So,
we had a lot of line drives just right out guys. Yeah. They had a few diving plays in the mix of things where we had guys on base and they got out of innings, and that's how baseball goes. You hope you find a night where you get the ball through the infield or in the holes in the outfield. Similar to what they did tonight to us, so they didn't really launch the ball around the ballpark. They just found, the wind was blowing in tonight, so you can see how shallow the outfielders are playing for both teams. And so it was, our balls seemed to at times carry to the outfielders, and their balls seemed to get knocked down by the wind, and they didn't quite get to our outfielders. So that's baseball. So I know. We had a couple games this year where we had those balls get put in play and found the holes, and other teams didn't too. So it all balances itself out in the long run.
Definitely. Well, hey, appreciate you coming up and chatting with us after the doubleheader game here with Oskaloosa, and best of luck moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Randy.
Yeah, that is the head baseball coach for the Newton Cardinals, joining us, Darren Tisdale on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.